Ruin King, a League of Legends Story, mais do que um jogo de combate turn-based, é o primeiro jogo da Riot Games nas consolas, primeiro passo nesta criação de um universo de videojogos da Riot Forge. Esteve a cargo do Airship Syndicate e nós, na análise IGN de Portugal, demos um 9 em 10 ao jogo. Destacámos, claro, o estilo gráfico e também a jogabilidade recompensadora, ainda que com alguns picos de dificuldade. Agora falamos com Joe Madureira, de nome português, mas de língua inglesa. Ele esteve envolvido na produção deste jogo e está aqui para conversar sobre os pontos positivos e negativos da análise da IGN de Portugal. No de 0 a 10. So, hello Joe, and first of all, Ruin King, a League of Legends story. It's the first step from Riot Forge in the creation of this video game universe related to the League of Legends universe, obviously. So what sort of liberty did you have to design your characters and the visual? Were there any general guidelines, or could you build everything from scratch?
When we first started, Riot Forge was very interested in getting our take, like what our team would want to do with the game. They definitely didn't dictate anything to us. We picked the champions, we picked the setting of Bilgewater. From there, they definitely helped us hone in on, you know, like how to stay true to each of the champions' fan expectations, where they would like to see the champions go after the game. And so, and some of them had things already going on or plans within League of Legends. So we just had to work very closely with them to make sure we were in alignment there. But as far as freedom, we definitely had quite a bit of freedom, I would say. I was surprised. You know, usually when you're working on somebody else's stuff, they can be very particular, but in this case, it was very collaborative and it was a lot of fun.
In our review, we obviously made a mention to the contrast between the cutscenes taken straight from a comic book and the pastel graphics. Well, what made you use this style, this comic style, and were you ever afraid that it might not fit in the League of Legends universe?
I think, you know, because we have done it in past games, it sort of became like one of our favorite ways to tell a story without full animation. I mean, the game is still fairly indie plus, and so we knew we weren't going to have full CG animation for all the cutscenes and whatnot, although we do have that really cool intro. For me, I think, you know, because of my background in comics, Ludo, who actually did the artwork for the cutscenes, is also a comic artist. It's just a very effective way to tell the story. We enjoy it, and we didn't think it would be too far off for League fans to enjoy as well. It still fits within the style of the IP. The art team... many of them already like were either familiar with League, and some of them had even worked at Riot before. So it was, everyone was pretty much in sync when it came to like creating the art style that we could pull off, you know, on consoles. It's the first time a League of Legends game's on console, PC, the Switch. And so like the art style just happens to lend itself. The sort of like illustrated, hand-painted style not only represents League well, but it actually was very beneficial for us as we were developing the tech, like across all platforms.
Okay, so the main focus of this story is Viego, the Ruined King. But I'm gonna ask you, what is your favorite character in this game and your favorite character design in League of Legends?
Ooh, oh my gosh. My favorite character in the game probably is Illaoi. And, you know, I really love how strong she is. I love how she's all about like moving forward and not being stuck in your life. And like, you know, she has an interesting like crisis of faith. I think she's just a very relatable character. And obviously a lot of the tension that happens between her and Miss Fortune in the story is really cool. My favorite design, I hate to say Alawi again, but she was my favorite to draw for sure. Like, I just love her design. I really love Pike as well. I tend to go toward like assassin type, you know, roguish characters. So honestly, like the first time I saw his splash art where he's like underwater stabbing the table, like I was just like, I don't know who this guy is, but I want him in the game. He's awesome. So it would be really hard to pick a favorite design, but of the ones in the game, just to narrow it down, I would have to say it's between Alawi and Pike.
Okay, so in our review, we made a lot of positive remarks about the game, but we also said that it's a challenging game that sometimes surprises us with difficulty spikes in certain moments of the game. So have you played Ruined King back, and did you feel these difficulty spikes, were they intentional?
We definitely made it intentional. I mean, balancing the combat is something that happened all the way up until the end, and we had different modes, you know, since you can play on heroic, and we added a story mode. Put it this way, we found that the more challenging the combat was, the more people were using the lane system and all of the supporting gameplay that went along with it. And it felt a shame that when the combat was too easy, people were not even like investing time or thought into that. And I think we had to put some difficult situations in there just to force people to mess with the lane system, because we do feel like it's one of the most interesting parts of combat. And we did see that a lot from reviews and players, that they loved it. And then we added the story mode for like, if it's too hard, you can just skip it. You know, it's fine. Some people just don't want to get too into the challenge of combat, but we definitely skew a little more toward difficulty. I think it's like our designers just love the challenge aspect of it. Having the choice is important. You know, it really depends on... There was a point in my life where I could easily spend 200 hours playing a game. Now it's like, some games I will do that. Some games I really just need to like get through it. Maybe I'm more interested in the story than I am in the combat. That's okay. I don't think dictating to someone the way that they are meant to enjoy it is the right way. I think if you give them the option, that's always going to be the best. So we really tried to make it accessible to as many different kinds of players as we could.
Okay, so Ruined King is a relatively self-contained experience. Would you like to explore this universe a bit more in the future?
I think, you know, it was definitely a really fun experience for our studio. And, you know, we've definitely thought about like, hey, if we did another one, how would that go? But that's all stuff that is like down the road, you know, depending like what's going on here at the studio, what Riot Forge's plans are. It really is something that is to be discussed in the future, but I know like on our team, like we would love to do it again at some point. I mean, there's so many cool champs and locations. Yeah. You know, I could definitely see it being an ongoing thing.
On a personal note, what type of video games do you play? And what is your favorite video game universe outside of League of Legends, of course?
I love like worlds, like World of Warcraft is definitely up there. I have spent a lot of time in WoW. I love all the Elder Scrolls games like Skyrim. I could just live in that world for months and months at a time. And honestly, like, probably every year or two, I'll start it back up and like get the latest mods and be like, oh, I want to play Skyrim again. I get that bug. And I've played all the Elder Scrolls games back to like Arena and like all the OG ones, Daggerfall. So I mean, The Witcher is awesome. I really do love RPGs and anything that creates like a really immersive world. Those are usually the games that I'll play the longest. But I love all kinds of games. Hades is a recent favorite. You know, just sometimes it's like just something you can dive in and play for 30 minutes and dive back out. And sometimes it's like, all right, I'm spending all weekend doing this. So I love both. But you generally, fantasy worlds are my jam.
So in our review, we actually talk about the game delay, and we say that it ended up being more positive than we could imagine, allowing the game to be finalized and giving it some room to breathe. Do you agree with this? Were you able to avoid the so-called crunch time thanks to that delay?
Absolutely. I do think that had we delivered the game when it was originally scheduled for, first of all, COVID was legitimately a challenge. I mean, we were all used to working together and now we're all in our separate homes. But having played the game, I think that both on our side and luckily Riot Forge realized like this game could be great if it has a little more time. I don't think any of us felt like it was ready yet. We were able to add a ton of stuff, including story mode and just smoothing out some of those difficulty spikes. Using more of the lane system in combat, like we added a lot of stuff right up until the end, a lot more of the side content as well. So I think it took it from being just like an okay game to a great game, like giving it a little more time. And I do admire Riot for giving us that flexibility because, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, you got to have faith in the product to be like, hey, I do think if it has a few more months, it's going to be this much better. And I will say as a developer, nobody ever delays the games like on purpose. And then we're not out here, you know, going like, hey, let's take 6 more months. Usually the game needs it. you know, we're just happy that like the response was so positive.
And how did you feel in the day that you had to communicate the delay? Were you nervous? Were you afraid of the reaction? And how was the players, the community's reaction to that delay?
You know, we knew that people were going to be upset and disappointed, but it's one of those things like you just, we know it's for the betterment of the game and it's going to be better. And, you know, people were upset for a little while, but I think those same people have come back and enjoyed the game. So I think it's all right. It's never fun to have to deliver news like that, for sure.
Projetos futuros no horizonte. Quem sabe, o que fica para a história é um jogo com um estilo gráfico único, unindo a banda desenhada e o universo de League of Legends, tudo a cargo de Joe Madureira. Foi mais um episódio do De 0 a 10 e até à próxima.